From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. People in Oklahoma may be accustomed to tornadoes, but this has been a weekend of earthquakes. The largest one so far hit last night near Sparks, 44 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. Roger Baldwin is a geophysicist with the National Earthquake Information Center in Golden, Colorado. He says that quake measured 5.6 and could be felt for miles.
We've had calls in from Kansas and Nebraska and Missouri and Arkansas and Texas, so, you know, it's widely felt throughout that region.
A quake with a magnitude of 4.7 struck the same area yesterday morning, and this morning a quake of 4.0 hit 36 miles east of Oklahoma City. There were no immediate reports of serious injuries or major damage from any of the quakes. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is the winner of a presidential straw poll in Illinois. WBEZ Sam Hudzik reports Republicans in President Obama's home state organized the balloting to try to gain relevance in presidential politics.
The Illinois Republican Party says 3,600 people participated, some at a few polling places around the state, but most ballots were cast online, which is how Ron Paul claimed more than 50% of the vote. U.S. Senator Mark Kirk is an Illinois Republican who helped launch the poll.
I think what this does is it shows the relative strengths of the candidates. Ron Paul is obviously a big online performer.
Organizers say they tried to make sure online voters did not cast more than one ballot. Businessman Herman Cain finished a distant second, with former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney taking third. Illinois Republican leaders say they hope the straw poll will become a tradition and encourage presidential candidates to treat the state like a battleground instead of just a good place to raise money. For NPR News, I'm Sam Hudzik in Chicago.
A second day of talks is underway in Athens as Greek leaders try to break a political deadlock to try to keep the country out of bankruptcy and in the eurozone. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports.
After a week of political turmoil here, the wrangling continues over who might form a new national unity government. George Papandreou says a wide consensus is needed for a coalition that would ratify the latest bailout package for Greece. But the leader of the main opposition New Democracy Party has called Mr. Papandreou dangerous and refuses to serve in a government led by him. The deadlock will be the focus of today's talks with the president. Greece's escalating political instability is hindering efforts to solve its debt crisis, which continues to threaten the rest of the eurozone.
The BBC's Mark Lowen reporting. A man blew himself up outside a mosque in northern Afghanistan today as worshippers were leaving a service marking a Muslim festival. Officials say at least seven people were killed. Also today in Iraq, six roadside bombs exploded in central Baghdad, where shoppers were buying goods for the Muslim festival. Officials say at least six people were killed. This is NPR News from Washington. General Motors is recalling 38,000 Pontiac G8 models because of a potential problem with the front passenger airbag. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the airbag modules for the 2008 and 2009 models may not comply with federal standards for preventing head injuries. The company says tests show in case of a crash, the airbag sensor could be delayed. The risk would be slightly higher for small women sitting in the front passenger seat. GM says they have not received any reports of injuries related to the problem. The countdown for Christmas is on. NPR's Jim Hawk reports the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree is being readied for its 4,500-mile journey from Northern California to Washington, D.C.
The 65-foot snow-covered white fir tree was cut down and removed from a location in the Sierra Nevada Mountains on Saturday, then loaded on a truck. The Stanislaus National Forest tree was selected based on its shape, fullness, and color. Work crews will box it up today with a portion encased in plexiglass so that people can view it during its upcoming nationwide tour. The tree is scheduled to arrive in Washington, D.C. on November 28th, and it'll be decorated by 5,000 ornaments handmade by California residents. A lighting ceremony at the front of the U.S. Capitol is scheduled on December 6th. Jim Hawk, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands of homes and businesses are still without power in Connecticut a week after a major snowstorm struck the Northeast. Officials with the Connecticut Light and Power say they hope that they'll restore electricity to almost everyone by midnight. They also say that customers won't be charged a fee if they pay their October bill late. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.